knowing Saul, you will be 17, you immediately have married Michal off. And of course, everybody was hurt. No one wants a divorce. No one wants a broken marriage. Nobody wants it, right? You can ask anyone who has experienced broken. Nobody wants it. Too much brokenness. But then, when you try to rebuild your life again and try to establish at least a happy life, because you definitely are not going to continue with unhappy life. And she doesn't know when David was coming back. So she will make the most of her life. 15 to 17 years of marriage, broken. She was snatched from a home that she knew for 15 to 17 years, taken all the way to David like a quote-unquote, another payment or dowry to unite the whole kingdom. And the poor husband, what's his name again? Paltiel, was... all the way through the journey. In those days, they don't have buses, and even if they have mule, the mule move very slowly, probably. And he cried all the way from their house, wherever it was. From one village to another, he was crying and following, until they reached a border when Abner was, you know, just a hard-hearted warrior. Go back! Go back! Takes his sword. Go back! And he goes all the way back. And the last little pig went wee all the way home. Cried all the way back. What was going on in Michal's life? What was going on in David's life? A lot of brokenness, a lot of healing needs to take place. Don't you agree? By this time, a lot of healing needs to take place. God was fulfilling, interesting, God was fulfilling prophecy, right? David was going to be king. Prophecies were taking place. Revival was taking place, right? The whole Israelite nation was excited for the first time they united under a godly man. But a godly man who needs to be healed. And all these things were going on. And when Michal came, she left a reasonably okay marriage. She, you know, we do not know what it was like. When she came back to David, what was your first encounter like? I leave it to your imagination. Turn the knob, white screen, put on the colors up, put on the sound to surround sound. As she, another place for a nice movie scene. As she came, slowly, cautiously, to see the man whom she fell in love with nearly 20 years ago. To see her first love. She looks and sees this grown man now. No more a lad. Who is now a king with a personal bodyguard around him. Very important person. And you could imagine what it was like. Two possible scenarios. She saw David. David was busy. She creeps down to the back part of the home. Quietly. Sits in her house and waits for David to come home. Or, those who like a bit of drama. Saw David. And David, in the midst of his busyness and judgment and kingship, looks up and saw Abner. Say, Abner is here. Abner marching. Where's my wife? She's here coming. And the music began playing. All, remember, he has musicians, right? And the 20 trumpets sound. And Michal go, oh, David. And David jump out of his throne. Say, Michal, That would have been what the movie shows would like to show. And then they ran. If it were a comedy, they ran and they knocked on each other's head and fell flat. Right? If it were a romance movie, right, they will run into each other's arm and they will kiss one another and you have a heart-shaped thing, right? Right in front of them. But, right, but in whatever they went through, Michal found out that David had a few other wives. Now the music goes on. Pam, 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 pam. Da 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 da. Found out that he had a few other wives. She was no more his one and only love. Things started happening. Things started happening. And all kinds of emotional things were going on. Meanwhile, David was focusing on bringing the things of the Lord together. And you could see the hurt that was there. When David wanted to bring the ark in, and Michal, by now filled with grief, she has left one marriage, for this one where she has to share David with several other women. Think about how she felt. Think about how David felt. You have Abigail, you have don't know what the others are. And all these people. So, when David wanted to celebrate, Michal says, Michal just watched. She was now at the side. Watching all those things. It was no more the kind of love relationship they had long ago. And David, he was a typical man. Hides his emotions, but have another different type of emotion for the Lord. And he go, oh hallelujah, God is coming. And of course they did it twice in order to get the ark in, right? But that's another story. But whatever it is, when the ark came in, David was having his timbrel dressed like one of the priests. He was going hallelujah. Oh, he was jumping for joy. David was like the happiest man on earth. He was. He literally was. But in the background was all this pain, hurt, unresolved issues that were going to cause future problems. And then when he get back, I mean, he's a typical man. He can't, oh, he's so happy. You know, the whole nation celebrated. He celebrated. They had a feast. They enjoyed themselves. And after everything ended, the music has ended. The feast has ended. It was closing time. And he went home. And he did not find a wife who was happy. She was. You shame yourself in front of all those other women. Imagine dancing in that short little mini skirt of yours. I'm not sure whether it's a mini skirt, but a rope, kilt or whatever it was. And they had a big fight. Imagine the turmoil. The best day of David's life ended with a fight with his wife at home. Close to midnight or just after. That's a pretty nice thing to cap the night, don't you think so? A lot of things were unresolved and they started bursting out. It started to rob the joy. Now this is what's going to happen. When you allow things not healed in your life to continue, it's going to rob you of your joy. Your ability to enjoy the good things God really brings into your life diminishes. Because there will be things happening that will steal it from you. Bible tells us that they had such a quarrel and misunderstanding. Possibly, although the Bible says from that day Michal was barren, possibly from that day onwards, David never saw Michal again. Just left her in the harem. Just avoided each other. You know how sometimes when couples quarrel, they give each other the silent treatment? In the same house, but Right? But their silent treatment didn't last for a few minutes, hours. Theirs lasted for many years, possibly. That was not good. All because David disobeyed Deuteronomy 30:24. He got, just leave her, no? He knew there's no way they can get back again. They got to move on in their life. You know, many times people try too hard to get back the past, they forgot the present and the future. Past is past. Remember, you can never become the same person you were. You can only become the new person you are and shall be. You can only absorb new experiences and move on instead of trying to retain something in the past. Grow up instead of go back. Out of all those conflicts and brokenness in the home, David had all this turmoil. And guess what? In spite of his several wives, David was not really satisfied as a person. Because there was too much hurt in his life. And then we read that infamous story of David committing adultery in chapter 11. Everything outwardly was going well. And David, in chapter 11, verse 2, while the kings were going out to war and his generals had gone out to war, one evening, David arose from his bed and walked on the roof of the king's house. Now, we all know an idle mind is the devil's workshop. And where he should be praying or doing something, or maybe spending time with his wife. You know, he was all alone, right? If he were, I believe, if David were with Abigail that night, and Abigail and him were strolling around in the evening, I don't think he would go after Bathsheba, right? It would be a different story. What happened to all his wives? I don't know. He was strolling around alone. In spite of all the people around him, in spite of his popularity, in spite of all the blessings of God, he was a lonely person. And as he was out strolling in the evening, he looked across his neighbor's place, and he saw this beautiful woman bathing. Her name was Bathsheba. She loves to bathe. Bath, she baths. Bathsheba. And the story goes on. Committed adultery with her. And then when the woman says, I'm now pregnant, commits murder, things really began to go down. If David had a happy marriage life, he would not have done that. He would have been protected. If David had spent his time properly with God, he would not have done that. But it happened. More brokenness took place. The prophet Nathan was sent to rebuke David's sin. And in verse 5, David's anger was greatly aroused against the man in a parable that Nathan talked about. When Nathan says, that man is you. Now you begin to see David exercising extreme emotions. It looks like righteous anger. But I don't believe in righteous anger, I just believe in righteousness. Because vengeance belongs to God. And sometimes when we have righteous anger, it's because there's something in our life that is angry and we just directed it into the right area. And I believe all anger should be resolved with the Lord. And then when he turned around and said, David, you are the man. David said, ah. David began to realize he was wrong. And then David, in this way, says, I have sinned against the Lord. And David knew he needed healing. Most of all, he needed inner healing. And in the book of Psalms 51, you have the four keys to inner healing that David applied in his life. Psalms 51. Psalms 51, the title of it is, it says, a psalm of David, when Nathan the prophet went to him after he had gone into Bathsheba,